Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Nixendoik Kokubles Show. My name is Nixendoik Kokubles, the namesake for this here podcast. Before I start for today, I took a look at my Wavelake analytics recently, and I'm very surprised that the podcast seems to be taking off somewhat. A quick thanks to Shoutout, and for everyone listening to this here podcast using Wavelake or any other podcast 2.0 compatible player to do it. Eventually, I might get a decent audience who wants a genuine person and not some AI hosting the podcast. Boy, would that be a nightmare if I were turned into an AI voice to be abused, making me say things I would never otherwise say. Kinda nonsensical when you think about it, personally speaking. That said, I'd like to get started today by giving a quick apology for my listeners over on Wavelake, for I have not provided the link to send in any questions you might have previously. I have since rectified that, and intend on making sure I go ahead and place the Marshmallow QA link in the show notes below. If you listen on a podcast 2.0 compatible service like Fountain, Podverse, or Anytime Podcast Player, that's because I'm using Wavelake as my host, but I may formally host it using Blue RSS as I had mentioned in the pilot weeks ago. I had decided to script this episode entirely, since, as I had shown in the last episode, there were quite the tangents that I had to deal with, so there isn't really anything I could do about me going off on some tangent over something completely unrelated to the topic at hand. I'm still attempting to see what I can do with this podcast, and I intend on making this a long-term show. That said, I recently finished making a video of me doing AI prompt engineering, which is essentially getting an AI model of some sort to do something at a high quality. However, there are techniques to use in order that one is able to get the results you want. There are some courses on it, and I do intend on getting a certification for prompt engineering, so I could potentially see myself getting a job in this space. High-level engineers of this type can make upwards of $335,000 per year from what I've read. And that seems to be the path everyone's recommending right now. I don't tend to use AI with my creative endeavors, with the exception of one song, On Par, which I did debut my solo composition career with. That one, I had an AI LLM that isn't local generate the chord progressions. And that was about it. I left it to myself to do the rest. This is what an ethical use of AI is, in my opinion, since I'm not too deep into music theory, but that's bound to change sooner or later. Anyway, I have gotten a model that's free software, licensed under Apache 2.0, but I won't divulge the name of it for OPSEC reasons. I will say, however, that the model is based upon Dolphin Mistral and has 7 billion parameters with Q8. I've been using it a bit in Elm Studio, and it's done quite well for my testing thus far. I do plan on getting the developer's new model come March 1st, and I'd be happy to become a day one tester by doing prompt engineering and trying to get it to slip up and hallucinate. The model I have right now will be minuscule in performance compared to the model that's forthcoming. Hopefully, the new model will support my hardware for Elm Studio, because the model I have right now doesn't for some reason. That's the only downside. Also, if you use a service like ChatGPT or the likes of it, you're absolutely fooling yourself into giving all kinds of data for the AI to be trained upon. It's actually an unlawful contract that would be considered unenforceable as a result of some of the most unethical data practices for an AI company in the world. One exception is Hugging Face, but I won't get into that right now. Not all AI companies do this, but the big ones certainly do these outlandish things to violate privacy laws all over the place. even if it's claimed that they follow said privacy laws. I have read, for example, the privacy policy for OpenAI's ChatGPT, and it's one of, if not, the worst privacy policy for an AI chatbot out there. The solution to this is simply getting a non-neutered AI model that follows the free software philosophy by using a free software license like GPL or Apache. That, in my opinion, is ethical AI model development and use. And the AI model I use does a darn good job at being free software. In other news, I'd been tinkering around with new music production techniques and some regarding hip-hop and rap production, which I am trying to get back into with new methods I had learned and need to practice. By the way, I'll probably end up doing something like old-school hip-hop, the likes of some artists who had done boom-bap, jazz rap, Pacific Northwest rap, experimental rap, bossa nova rap, which I think is under experimental, and maybe a tiny sprinkle of drill, without profanity, the likes of what MC Hammer or Will Smith would have done. A good example of this is the beat I produced called Prophecy, which is an example of what I would call Pacific drill, though it has elements of UK drill for its slower tempo and trap for the bombastic production techniques I used on it, though it wasn't very good. You don't need to worry, however. For those that enjoy my jazz and bossa nova compositions, I will continue to make those primarily. I had just finished one, in fact, which you just heard between the intro and last section. That is when I need to do something about releasing at a certain time using my normal method of determining a date and time to do it. I think I'll make a Wavelake exclusive bonus episode on what I do in order to post my music, since I used it even to determine when to start this very podcast. I do intend, however, on doing more music genres, like what I did with Race, formerly Wook Knight, when I used his Vital Synth Pack to produce Wrenched Torque, which is a synthwave composition, as an example. There's a lot I want to do when I produce without the use of AI, but I might take a page out of what I did with On Par and use AI LLMs to generate chord progressions and nothing else. That might be something I experiment with in the future. If you want to get started down the music production path, I would personally recommend you learn something like Ardor, Z-Rhythm, Q-Tractor, or even Rose Garden, LMMS if you don't have a mic. Don't use your FL Studios, Ableton Lives, Logic Pros, Reapers, Bitwigs, Mixbuses, Reasons, or any other proprietary DAWs, as you don't know what the code is doing in the background. Instead, use one of the free software compatible programs I mentioned above. That's the same for any plugins as well, except if there are no data collection code bases or spyware of any type in them. I tend to use a lot of Floss plugins like LSP as of late, or EQ10Q before Ardor 8.4, X42 plugins, CAF plugins before Ardor 8.4, Guitarix and GX plugins. At some point, even Dragonfly Reverb, but I switched to using Matrix Verb. Heck, for the instruments, I use Floss ones as well, like Sphiz, Liquid SFZ, Ace Fluid Synth, Helm, Vital, Dext, MT Power Drum Kit, a proprietary Windows plugin, DR84, another proprietary Windows plugin, and many more open source options. Now, I mentioned that MT and DR84 are proprietary and made for Windows. You may be wondering, how did you get them working with Ardor? The answer is using something called YaBridge. It's weird, I know. That's spelled Y-A-B-R-I-D-G-E. It's essentially if wine, but for Windows DAW plugins and Windows DAW instruments. Though wine is used in this process. The documentation is easy to understand for me at least, but might not be so easy for beginners. For now, stick to FLAS plugins. FLAS is free Libre open source software. And FLAS instruments. And then once you get good, implement YaBridge for your proprietary or open source Windows plugins. Now, this will be my last section for this episode, as I'm figuring out what I want to do should I decide to go down the AI prompt engineering path. I mentioned in episode 1 something about Call of Duty Black Ops 6 being AI slop. Well, that's because most of the slop produced is a result of bad prompt engineering. If we really needed to do something about it, I'd rather an artist, programmer, maybe even music producer, and or fully artist that's human. I'd rather that be done more than robots doing it for Activision, or Treyarch, or Sledgehammer, or Infinity Ward, whatever. There are many more nasty surprises waiting once you play Call of Duty games, Modern Warfare 2019, Reboot, and beyond. As the anti-cheat solution I had talked about, Ricochet, is not an anti-cheat. It's an AI rootkit being used to spy on all COD players, take as much data as possible, and yes, it's been confirmed, even using your account with Activision as a bot in public lobbies. This is what I would call unethical AI use. When it comes to ethical AI use, an example is when I'm using it, again, to produce chord progressions. Though I do all the other musical stuff other than that, for me personally. I tend to noodle around in the piano roll, drawing these patterns and progressions out, making sure they sound just fine for my ears and maybe yours too. However, the big reason I wouldn't want to use AI all too much, despite it being the future, is that there may be spyware behind the AI software taking my data and making sure I'm in an OPSEC nightmare. Well, to avoid that, I tend to use local models, make computing local, make gaming local on my end, and yes, even make music production local without the need for AI-based systems. Now, I know there are some distributions incorporating AI and machine learning into their systems, but CashiOS is not one of those that has AI in it and AI pre-installed, unless you use something like LM Studio to use AI chatbots, for example. I believe that's the signal that I am out of time for today's episode. Speaking of, each and every episode is released every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on YouTube and Wavelake. You can listen to this podcast audio only on any Podcast 2.0 compliant player, as long as, well, it's compliant with the Podcast 2.0 standard. And listen to it on the go on YouTube as long as you have a way to listen to YouTube videos in the background. Come on, I'd recommend Fountain, Podverse, AntennaPod, or any other Podcast 2.0 player. That said, this has been the Nixendorf Kogel Show for this week. Thank you, and good night.